Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Airport lounges, quiet spaces where you can relax, get free food and a drink before a long flight. Your business or first-class ticket or your credit card will get you in the door, you and, as it turns out, a lot of people. So is it worth it to pay the higher fees for the privilege of a crowded lounge? Seth Kaplan, managing partner at Airline Weekly, joins us. And Seth, how has the environment in these airport lounges changed?
Well, there are a lot more people in them these days. It used to be kind of a select group of travelers, maybe people who were flying on business or first class tickets, or people who at least flew very frequently, had a certain status with the airline, and got to use the lounge on certain itineraries. And now it's become a lot more democratized. Good news that more people can access them, but they have become quite a bit more crowded.
Are people waiting longer, say, to get their drinks, or?
Yeah, it's like anything where even getting a seat sometimes can be hard. This after credit cards that have granted lounge access. Used to be if you didn't have either, as I said, a business or first class ticket or some kind of status with the airline, to buy membership, it would cost you maybe $400 or $500 a year. Now, you can pay about that much in annual fees for one of these credit cards, but then they give you all these extra perks. So the effective cost of the lounge membership isn't all that much at all. No surprise then that those cards have become popular and the lounges have become crowded.
Why is it so popular with travelers?
Well, everybody, I think, has that aspiration to be special in some way, right? You're on board the flight, you see that curtain, you'd like to be sitting in front of it. Yeah, kind of to say when you're walking by one of those lounges and you kind of peer inside and you want to be in there, and people think, well, what does it take to get in there?
And do you know if these perks are pretty low cost for credit card companies to offer?
Well, it's low enough that they make money doing this. There are different kinds of schemes. In some cases, they might have their own lounges where, they invest the money, but then it's their lounge to grant access to as many people as they want. In other cases, they might be paying somebody else, the owner of another lounge. But, when they're doing the math, they're finding that whatever they're spending for that, they're making more of it back between the annual fees and then that percentage that they take, 2 or 3% of every transaction every time you purchase something with that card.
Is it worth then paying a high annual fee to get access to an airport lounge, in your opinion?
If you travel a whole lot, it might become worth it, especially if you take advantage of, the food and drinks in the lounge where it saves you from spending some money in the airport. On the other hand, people who travel very frequently sometimes are able to get lounge access in other ways. For example, by flying a lot with the airline and having status in that airline's frequent flyer program. Sometimes, if you're flying on an international itinerary, even in economy class, if you're, a gold or a platinum member with that airline because of how much you fly, you might be able to use the lounge for free. So, yeah, the math just kind of depends. But clearly, a good number of people are finding it worth it.
I can see people having very little sympathy for this situation, so you have to wait in line a little longer for a drink, or your food options are snacks instead of entrees, and it's more crowded in there. Big deal.
I think if you talk to people about how they feel, you're almost going to get a different answer, depending on whether, you're talking to somebody who's been using these lounges for decades and feels like the experience has only gotten worse, as opposed to somebody who's only been using them for the past year or two, somebody who's the problem in the eyes of that other person, and who says, hey, this is better than being outside the lounge.
So, Seth, since you travel a lot, for the rest of us who don't have airport lounge access, what's the best strategy for finding a quiet space in a busy airport?
These days, it might be outside the lounge, in a restaurant, for example, where you have your own table. Sure, you have to buy the food and drinks, but it can actually be a more relaxed atmosphere sometimes now than the lounges themselves. And depending on how often you travel, what you spend in the restaurant might not add up as much as the lounge membership cost.
Seth Kaplan is managing partner at the industry publication Airline Weekly. Seth, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mina.